I've had a great career, man. It's young still, but I'm proud of it. I started doing stand-up in Seattle. That's my first scene. And after I released my album, it was really important to me to play at the Neptune Theater, because that's my dream performance space. I always wanted to perform at the Neptune Theater. So I performed at the Neptune Theater. We sold it out, 700 seats. We had 100 people standing. It was like 800 people total. It was like a magical night. It was one of those magical nights that makes all the bad shows go away. Like there's no more Denmark shows that night, right? Like, it was unbelievable. And I was like buzzing, you know, and I couldn't imagine anything ruining the feeling I had that night, you know?
So the next morning, I checked my email, and I got this from a guy named Sad. I don't mean to discriminate, but I don't have a big Sad fan base, so I was a little anxious. I came to see your show at the Neptune last night in Seattle. I want to let you know that you have become the cliche that you seem to be trying to avoid. You talked a lot about how you want to be a comic rather than an Indian comic. For reference, please refer to your curry sauce joke. I know my own jokes. I don't need to refer to my own jokes, all right? I'm familiar with my material. Right. Instead, you have become just another non-white comic who makes fun of white people. There are plenty of these. Look it up. Would you stop giving me research assignments in this hate mail, please? Just get on with it. I like my hate mail straightforward. Just tell me you hate me already. You are the non-white comic standing on the stage talking about white power. Yeah. Kind of my thing. I am a white male. That is a terrifying thing to read. I am a white male. Nobody talks like that. I am a white male. If I heard someone say that, I'd be like, are they here? Are they armed? Are they armed? Where are they? Am I safe? Am I safe? Where are they? I am a white male. That's just a weird thing to say. I am a white male and was very offended about much of what you said. You are using your race as a crutch to make jokes, and it is not creative. You assume that white people, the 49%, what a bullshit number to even try to use to describe me. You don't know me. It's just a census figure. That's all. I don't... What's your issue with statistics? You assume that white people generalize minorities, but you're doing the same thing towards my people. I don't think white people use the phrase my people. I'm pretty sure, because I'm sure there are white people here who are thinking, oh no, he's not with us. No, no. No, he's no, sir. No. No, we're not with that, okay? Like, no, I'm a third German, a fourth, I have no idea what he is, but I'm guessing demon. You seem very smart and had a good stage presence. It's too late, Dad. The hole's too deep at this point. However, it took all my strength to not get up and walk out. It took all my strength to just sit there. I'm sorry, I thought I was doing all the work with the pacing and the yelling, but apparently it's all of you sitting there being assisted by gravity. Good luck. Here's my favorite part. Good luck, comma, Jason. He changed his name at the end of the hate mail because he's a coward. But thank you, Fat Jason, for the callback and the illusion of structure. Thank you.